Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Really excited about this next segment. It features an individual who I've gotten to know this year that is not only a singer-songwriter, but I think really an individual that you can look to for music that will not only inspire and motivate you, but show you the best of yourself. I'm talking about Bob Sima. He's making his first appearance on our show today to talk to us not only about the ministry of music that he's been able to share, but also what it's been like for him to see the way that people are responding to the music as well. One of the favorite songs of Bob that I found is from his album Thin Little Veil. You guys are going to be hearing it here. It's called Be the Change. We're also going to be letting you know how you can stay connected with Bob, as well as what's coming up next for him. Bob, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me. Hello to you.
You know, Bob, I think the great thing about you, and I was so glad that Jackie Lappin told me about you, because the thing that I love about your music, as soon as I found you on Amazon, is that all of the songs that I heard really, I think, speak to what we want to believe about ourselves and want for ourselves. What has it been like for you to put into words what so many people have been thinking?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, you have to start with a... It has to start on the inside, just like that song says, "Be the change."
Right.
It's all on the inside. I mean, once you start to embody something, and once you start to actually live it in your life and put it into action and you know, make it part of your life and a practice, if you will, then you can start singing about it, I guess, and speaking about it. I guess that's the best. Course, in my opinion, is you first live it, and then you can start to sing about it and talk about it.
Right. You know, I think for you, the reason why so many people gravitate to you and the reason why so many people, you know, give you the accolades that they do, Bob, is because they can tell it's genuine. And it can only be genuine if you're singing and writing about things that you yourself have gotten to know. When did you realize that your life had a greater purpose?
It's been a process. I mean, it's definitely been a process. It hasn't been something that I just woke up one day and said, "Hey, I gotta start writing songs and you know, inspiring the world." But it's been a process. It's been a slow. I wouldn't say slow, but it's been an awakening that's come in layers. I mean, one layer gets peeled off after the other. But I mean, I can say back, when I put my first record out, which was about 2006, I believe. I have a song on there called "Don't Die with Your Music in You," and it was one of the 10 secrets of inner peace from Wayne Dyer, and I think he borrowed it from Oliver Wendell Holmes. But you know that concept: don't die with the gift that you have in you. And at that time, I was working a job that I wasn't particularly inspired by. I was just sort of paying the bills and living in the materialism of the world. And I went through a series of, kind of painful experiences. I think we all go through those things. And they brought me really down to my knees. And I was like down there just like, wow, this is profound. I mean, maybe there's more to this. Maybe there's more that I can, bring to the world. And that's when I started writing these songs. And they started out with kind of lighter messages, I mean, "Don't Die with Your Music," pretty bold message, but that other songs on that record were, they were kind of lighthearted, and I have a song called "Follow the Love," and
right,
and so they were good songs, and they kind of had a light message. But as I stripped away more and more of these layers, and I started getting deeper into my connection with spirituality and just the essence of what I really believe that I am, the messages started getting a little bit clearer, a lot clearer, and in fact. And so the messages of the last two records are, and I think you said the word, not preachy. They're not preachy at all. They're just sort
right.
of speaking from a deeper place that I think people recognize who are also on like an awakening path. Not that everybody's not on an awakening path, but, people that are actively, like, I'm going to wake up and really, come to a higher potential of myself and a deeper connection with spirit. And so the song just become the soundtrack to them, because it was the soundtrack of me, waking
right.
up and and doing it myself. So as I started out the conversation, I mean, I believe that every song I write starts with a conversation with the source, and it's something that I'm working on. And if I'm not working on it, I'm not writing about it. So, you know, whatever the topic is, if I'm working on it, I'm writing about it because it's part of my process.
And there's so much great music out there from you, Bob. BobSaima.com is the website for our online listeners. You guys can go there while we're having this conversation today to be able to see some of the other music, some of the other albums. I mentioned the single we'll be listening to is from his project, Thin Little Veil. You know, but the other great one that I found was Pour It On. And you know, I think, too, Bob, the interesting thing about your music is that, you know, we're living in a time where, unfortunately, you know, we are not really encouraged, I don't think, through entertainment or through other mediums, you know, to look for something bigger than ourselves. So when we're listening to music like what you've given us, music that reaches us where we are, I think that's why it really rings so strongly with us. I think when our listeners hear this single, Be the Change, I think they'll definitely feel that. You know, there was that one line in it, you know, that says, you know what, you know, if you want change, you have to be the change. And I think it really shows action on our part. You know, has that been one of the great things for you to see people get it, to get the fact that they just can't be, you know, bystanders on the sideline? They have to get in the game.
Yeah, I mean, I see it a lot. I get a lot of feedback from people, you know, just because I'm out on the road a lot and I play a lot of shows and I do a lot of workshops and, you know, I speak and do talks and everything. And, you know, people come up and they share, you know, well, you know, I was kind of on this path and I was doing this, but, you know, some of these songs really became sort of the soundtrack to the transformation that I'm going through. So, yeah, and what an honor to be able to, you know, to hear that, you know, to know that this has been, you know, part of someone's path. So, but Be the Change, I mean, that's, you know, that line can almost be, like, really overused. I mean, it was a great line back in the day when Gandhi said it and, you know, probably many people before. But, you know, the essence of that song for me was really, you know, the bridge of that song is this, there are hands to be held and stories to be told and hearts that ache to be free. And then it ends with, if not you and me, then who, where, or when. So it's just time. I mean, it's time for us all to dig down a little bit deeper and connect with the essence of what we're here for. And, you know, and that's what that song is. And like you said, it's an anthem. And then the newest album, Put a Little More Love in the World, that song is an anthem. And I don't know if you've gotten a hold of that one yet, but it's kind of like a Be the Change kind of song. It's a really big, you know, anthemic song. So
right. And, you know, and you also bring another great point. And I should say all of this music is also for Amazon junkies like myself. The new project, Put a Little More Love in the World, is available on Amazon as well. You guys can one-click it over there as well. You know, speaking of that project, since you said that, and then we'll get into Be the Change, the song Breathe on there, I think, is one that will, and it's funny, we were just kind of in connection with that thought when you mentioned the new project. But, you know, Breathe is one of those that I think people will really be able to get, you know, appreciating the moment, Bob, is not an easy thing. Taking that breath is not sometimes the easy thing because we live in, I was thinking about that today, you know, we live in a world that is just a hurry, 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 and you're not able to really appreciate anything. You know, how much has it helped you along this journey? Because you are so busy, you're involved in so many different things. How important has it been for you to be able to take that time and reflect on what you've been able to do and also the people you've been able to help?
Well, the breath work has really been, and I say that word because it's it might not be a very familiar word to many people, but the active participation with your breath, in other words, putting your consciousness in your breath, has been what completely transformed me. you know, I was sort of playing around with spirituality and meditation and all that until I finally realized the teachings of pranayama and the breath work. And so it's been everything for me. It's been part of a much broader, deeper transformation. And so that song Breathe has become you know, a song that I play often as when I start to talk about breath work, and we actually do workshops now where we do, I teach what's called practical breath work, which is bringing all the health benefits of it in, you know, the obvious, but people just aren't really aware of the depth of their low-grade stress that they're constantly walking around in.
Right.
And the power of just, you know, 3 or 4 minutes of conscious breathing and a couple of exercises, these practical exercises that can actually stimulate your parasympathetic nervous system, which actually calms you down, literally. I mean, it's medical, it's a physical thing. And then we also teach, you know, more into the mystical aspects of it and, you know, some of the things that you would experience in yoga. So breath and breath work to me is everything. I mean, it's the other song, I Am Here, which is also on that new CD, describes the entire process of breath work and what it all means. So there's two songs that I've devoted on this record to.
You know, I think, too, even with your saying that, it goes to, you know, the importance of taking out that time. And I think that is really what this is all about, you know, taking out the time, you know, to appreciate the importance of it, you know, and then, of course, to be able to be appreciative. I think that in itself is so difficult for us as human beings sometimes, you know, because we're, again, are so busy, it's hard for us to appreciate the little things. And I think that's one of the things, I have to be honest, and I've shared with my listeners here on the radio side, I've really tried harder this year to be able to do, to really appreciate what's going on around me and to appreciate the blessings that are going on each and every day. And I think the other thing that I wanted to mention with you, Bob, that I think is so important is, you know, appreciating the milestones. A lot of times we set these big goals in our lives of doing certain things, and if we don't reach that big goal, we feel defeated or as a failure. You know, how important has it been for you along this path that you've been walking to appreciate each and every milestone, each and every engagement you have, to be able to make a difference in someone's life?
What a wonderful reminder that you just gave us all. I mean, it's, wow, how there's a song called Periphery, which is another record that I put out, and that song is all about it, is what you just said, is appreciating. When you get your eyes too fixed on the prize, I think that's the line in it. It's hard to remember lyrics unless I'm singing. But when you're too focused on the prize, in other words, the destination, man, there's so many things along the way. And I can tell you, when I know I'm out of balance is when I know I'm living at that, well, I'm not there yet, and I haven't reached that, and I haven't played at that festival yet, and I haven't been on that show yet, and I haven't sold this many records, and I haven't, you know, when you're living in that space, you're in a constant place of ingratitude, and you're suffering, you know.
Right.
But when you just think about, like, wow, I'm on this great show with Cyrus, and he's, you know, got all these wonderful people that are listening to us, and who knows who I'm going to connect with. I mean, you're living in the gratitude of the moment. I mean, that's where the power is. I mean, because there only is this moment. I mean, you know, I heard Eckhart Tolle say, you know, he asked his crowd, he said, how many of you have been to the future? And, you know, of course, nobody raised their hand. And he said, well, how come you live there?
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, it's so easy to jump and constantly be looking in the future when it, like, right in front of you is the juice, is the stuff that you really need. And, I mean, I have a whole new project. I must have at least 2 or 3 records worth of material. And the last song I just wrote is called Right in Front of You. And it's exactly what you're talking about here. So,
yeah. You know, it really shows, you know, we talk about in this program great books that really help to feed us from the inside out, Bob, but you have given us great music that does the same thing. For those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is the single I've been talking about, Be the Change, from Bob's project, The Little Veil. Bob, I want you to stay with us. We'll be back with more Conversations Live right after this.
I don't wanna talk about I don't need to feel the light. I just want to be right here, face to face. I don't want to plead no more. Get you to believe no more. Convince you. Put my hands in my pocket.
That was Be the Change by Bob Sima here on Conversations Live. It's from his album, The Little Veil. We've been talking to Bob today, not only about his journey in music, but also the messages he's been able to share in the music and the way he's been able to see the way that people have been responding. You heard Bob also mention his new project that was released this year, so we definitely want to make sure that you guys are staying connected with Bob and being able to find out more information about his music. The new project is called Put a Little More Love in the World. It's a great message, Bob, for us to be able to remember. You know, when people, you know, hear your music, I'm always curious about this when I talk to recording artists. I mean, especially those that are experiencing you for the first time. When they hear a song like Be the Change or even Breathe from the new project, what is your hope for them that they're able to then think about when the song finishes?
Well, I mean, it depends on the song, but, you know, Be the Change, I would hope that they feel inspired, that they just want to jump up and down, they want to move, they want to get the words inside of them, whatever words grab them. I want those words to stick, you know, and I want, my hope for them is that the intention that I have behind the song reaches them in a way that only they can be reached. And so every song is going to be different, but I just hope the intention of the song reaches them in a way that they're, you know, however they're ready for that message to hit them.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny that you said that, because I thought about for myself the reason why I kept repeating the song when I was listening to it myself before this segment was, you know, it really reminds us that we have to stop looking to other people to do what really it's our responsibility to do as a human being. And that's the part of the song that really spoke to me, that, you know what, you know, I'm waiting on this person to do this. Why aren't I doing it? Why aren't I doing my part? You know, and I think that's my message for people, you know, to stop worrying about what other people aren't doing and think about the contribution that you can make and are making, or ask yourself, am I making? And I think that's the great thing about the song, even though it is catchy, and I think that's the other great thing about it, Bob. It's a catchy song, especially the end. And I think, wow, you know, if people really think about the words, which unfortunately I don't think we do enough in music these days, I think we get so caught up in the beat, we don't think about what the person's actually saying. But if they really hear those words, I think they will say, wow, wait a minute. You know, I can be the change. I can do, you know, this, you know, in the world today. And I think that's the great thing about it. You know, and that's what you've given us, Bob. That's the gift that you've given us through your music. Again, everyone, Bob Sima has been our guest. Make sure you guys are staying connected with Bob. He is all over the place when it comes to social media. We actually tagged his Facebook and Twitter page, but his main website that you guys can go to is simply his name at www.bobsima.com, and Sima is Sima.com is where you guys can find him there. Bob, continued blessings to you, and I hope you'll come back. We'd love to share with you again.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me. I love what you're doing, and we're just partners. We're partners in this. We just have different, you know, we have our, you know, just different gifts that we bring, and you definitely have a gift of pulling it all together and getting the energy behind it, and you really, it was a pleasure to be on. I think you really get my music, and I really appreciate you communicating it so well, and absolutely, come on anytime. I'll be back in touch with you.
Well, I appreciate that. We'll definitely hold you to that, Bob. We're looking forward to the next conversation with you. Again, everyone, Bob Sima has been our guest for this first segment of Conversations Live this hour. Again, bobsima.com is the website. Make sure you guys are staying connected with Bob. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you guys can go back and catch your entire conversation completely for free. The link is already available on our social media pages. As I mentioned, I tagged Bob earlier. So you can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or you can go to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the buttons that you'll find there. Bob can be found on Twitter at Bob Sima Music. The same, of course, you can find him there on Facebook as well. But as I said, we've made it easy for you guys. We've tagged him there. Just click on that link. You can be able to find Bob really easy. That's going to do it for us for this segment of Conversations Live. Our radio audience, you guys stay with us. There's more to come at the bottom of the hour. For our online listeners, thank you all for joining us for this segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.